Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, I got to show you this clip of Governor Gavin Newsom giving an intense yet realistic look at the fight that we're up against heading into 2026 and 2028 as Donald Trump tries to shutter the opposition vote in any way that he can. I mean, even beyond the redistricting that he asked Texas Governor Greg Abbott to do, Trump is literally taking election advice from Vladimir Putin. They had a meeting in Alaska, and then the next day on Fox News, Trump said that he may shut down mail-in voting because Putin told him to. So we are up against an intense fight, and Governor Gavin Newsom was speaking with Politico at their Sacramento summit in the great state of California when he decided to talk about the private police force Trump is building. He then starts to talk about this weird item that Trump's team won't stop sending him over and over and over. We'll get to all of that. Just make sure you drop a like on this video. Make sure you watch until the end and make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed.
He will send the National Guard. He will send them all across this country, and he will do so through Election Day. And if you think I'm exaggerating, consider the fact that as he demobilized our National Guard, he kept hundreds of them through Election Day. And he'll do so working in concert, as he has with ICE and Border Patrol, to do the same. You have the largest private police force in the world. When they're done with this, all that funding and that big, beautiful betrayal allows more resources for this private police force that increasingly is showing a tendency not to swear an oath to the Constitution, but to the President of the United States. And he'll be sending them to voting booths and polling places all across this country. This is a real and serious moment in U.S. history. And by the way, I say that as an American, not as a Democrat. Every Republican should be ashamed about this and scared to death about not just these authoritarian tendencies, but these authoritarian actions by the president. He is weak. He's weakness masquerading as strength. And that makes him more dangerous than most people believe.
Very well said from Governor Gavin Newsom, one of the few Democrats that is actually meeting the moment with the intensity that is needed. And just to back up what he's saying, what Donald Trump has been sending him is not a joke. It's not a troll. It's something that we've been worried about for a while. So it kind of goes back to this photo right here. When President Zelensky of Ukraine and Macron of France came to visit Trump during their White House visits, Trump took them to a back closet and began to show them Trump 2028 and four more years hats. You can see up here, Trump 2028. Trump was right about everything. You see Gulf of America. This is absolutely absurd and embarrassing. Other world leaders who are supposed to look at America as a beacon of democracy or a beacon of freedom or a country that is kind of like the shining hill, hypothetically, see it now as just a dumpster fire where Donald Trump is making jokes about running for a third term, shredding the Constitution, and they have to stand here and laugh at this orange blob, act like they're laughing with him. After Zelensky, he didn't get yelled at this last time, but remember, he got yelled at like 5 months ago. I'm sure he's like, can this dude just give us weapons and go away? But then we got this article. Gavin Newsom reveals item Trump's team won't stop sending him. And you know, in the same speech, Governor Newsom talks about it, but let me just lay the groundwork. California Governor Gavin Newsom revealed Wednesday that Trump won't stop sending him merchandise, specifically Trump 2028 hats. In an interview with Politico, Newsom expressed concern that Trump wants another term. The proof, he's got two dozen Trump 2028 hats. And if you need more proof than that, just look at the way Trump talks about elections, the way he talked about the 2020 election, the 2024 election. Take a look at this clip.
I have two dozen Trump 2028 hats. His folks keep sending me.
And you think he's going to...
The crowd laughs like it's supposed to be a funny joke, and I get that they're just laughing because it's intense, but it's not a funny joke anymore. Now, Newsom was joking about making hats that say Newsom was right about everything. Gavin Newsom says, new merch coming soon. You're welcome, Patriots. Then Newsom says, wow, Bed Bath & Beyond just reached out to sell our hats. No thank you. He's just making fun of Donald Trump. In this post right here, Newsom goes off more.
It's made me more resolved, even more focused. I didn't hear much of that last panel, but I did hear Jim mention the recall. That's pretty clarifying. You know, a lot of finality in that, you know, a lot of humility in that. You know, you don't come out of a recall campaign the same. I came into that recall campaign still arguing that, all politics is local. I still had a romantic notion of that. I intellectualized that a lot of our politics and the discourse was national. I didn't fully appreciate how nationalized our politics had become. In so many ways, that shape-shifted a lot of what we're doing and who I am today. But this last year, these last 6-7 months, this is something altogether different. And I'm on the other side of any kind of hesitancy that I had prior. I'm on the other side of giving a damn about people's feelings about this moment. I will express myself more clearly and more concisely because I see the threats in very vivid terms in ways I never saw before. And I see the consequences of not just those threats from the administration, but the actions of this administration, more perhaps than any other governor in the United States, because I've seen the damage firsthand to communities, this economy, our reputation, to our allies, the world we're trying to build. This is simply the most destructive and damaging individual in my lifetime that happens to be the President of the United States, and I need to be held to a higher level of accountability as governor. So in every way, shape, or way, I have changed, and I also, as a father, as a caregiver, recognize that ultimate judgment will come from them. And even myself, when I'm done, I have to meet this moment. And so, yeah, this has been very clarifying.
Very, very well said from Governor Gavin Newsom. And you know, maybe the reason Trump keeps repetitively sending him hats, 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 has more to do with dementia as well. Remember, Governor Newsom posted this Grok tweet in response to Trump saying that we have hundreds of millions of gallons of water to the Pacific Ocean. Governor Newsom asked Grok, do people with dementia repeat false things over and over again? And Grok says, yes, people with dementia can repeat false statements or beliefs, a behavior often linked to memory impairments or cognitive changes. This can manifest as confabulation, where they create or repeat false memories to fill in gaps in recollection, or perseveration, where they fixate on a particular idea or a statement, which sounds like Donald Trump to a T, over and over and over. But I'm glad that Governor Newsom is willing to step up and fight back. Newsom has served as California's governor since 2019, and he's been trolling Trump for weeks with these all caps posts. And you know, after Trump saw the all caps posts, he kind of toned down his all caps posts. On Tuesday, Newsom shared a post implying that Trump had dementia, and a lot of critics are concerned that the president will seek a third term. I am as well, but let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. I appreciate each and every single one of you that watches these videos. We will keep them to 8 to 10 minutes, rapid breaking news injected into your feed multiple times a day. And if you support that, then subscribe below. I appreciate all of you. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.